Hello and welcome. You join us at Ask the Accountant podcast Pit Stops, and we are still at the Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping in March 2024. And our next guest is Tim. Tim, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
I'm Tim Chilstone. I am the director of TCS Guernsey. We are a bookkeeping and et cetera firm based in Guernsey.
Fantastic. How long have you been running?
We started in 2019, so we've just gone past 5 years.
Fantastic. What are your first impressions of today?
It's pretty good. It's a lot less overwhelming than some things like Accountex, for example. It's not too overcrowded. Seems pretty well organised. No complaints, really.
Cool. What's your highlight of today been?
Oh, this, obviously. We've been able to catch up with some vendors that we have met in the past and that are working on things that are sort of interesting to us that aren't quite there yet. A couple of, whether that's integrations with software that we use that they don't yet have that's coming, or sort of new features that they're releasing that are useful to us. And there's quite a lot going on in that sort of space. So that's been really interesting for us.
Cool. So you say you're from Guernsey. So I'm going to go off script here.
Yep.
And we had Clive Hand join us at Accountex Manchester last year.
Yep.
Irish accountant. And he took us into a bit of detail of how accounting in Ireland is different to accounting in the rest of the UK. Now, accounting in a UK territory, Ireland.
Yep.
Variations and differences to us. I mean, talk us through that. What are you guys facing? What are your challenges compared to the rest of the UK here?
So the first thing to understand about Guernsey is that everyone thinks that we don't pay tax. Not true. We do pay tax. We as a firm don't pay tax because most businesses are corporation taxes 0%.
Nice.
However, you still have to produce a set of accounts, a tax return, tax compensations, and then just pay tax at 0% on that.
Right.
There's probably more regulation than a lot of people think there is. What's easier for us and what makes our life easier than a lot of bookkeepers and accountants in the UK is we've got no VAT, we've got no capital gains tax, there's no statutory sick pay, statutory maternity, statutory paternity, anything, basically anything that you might think might be statutory, mostly doesn't exist. We don't even have a legal minimum annual leave.
Right.
Most people do still give roughly the same as the UK, but there's no legal requirement to do so. We do have minimum wage. It's slightly different to the UK. It's simpler. There's one band.
Right.
Payroll, income tax, very, very easy. Most people are on one rate. There's no bandings. It's flat tax.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that make it a little bit easier dealing with sort of day-to-day in Guernsey as opposed to in the UK. What makes it more difficult is that a lot of the things that people are starting to really take for granted especially in the bookkeeping space, but also in the accounting space in the UK, a lot of those things aren't available to us. No go cardless, no Stripe, no Starling, no Monzo, no bank feeds from some of our banks. We only have 4 banks. They're all the big names. And, you know, Lloyds don't provide a bank feed at all, for example.
Yeah.
NatWest only provide a bank feed into Xero and nothing else. Barclays depends on what account type you have. So it can be quite frustrating. No open banking, so we don't get to use services like Apron. They're completely locked out for us. That's not the fault of the vendors. That's the fault of the banks.
Yeah.
There are certain services which could happily work in Guernsey, but because of our lack of open beneficial ownership registers, for example, they deem it too high risk.
Right.
And some people will do the extra work to get the documents certified, and we can help with that and provide all of the evidence that you need. Most won't because, you know, frankly, who's got time for it?
Yeah, okay.
That's despite our company regime being much, much more highly regulated. So you can't form a limited company yourself in Guernsey.
Right.
You have to go through a licensed corporate service provider. It costs about £1,000.
Wow.
They verify who you are. They do all your PEP and sanction checks, KYC. You're registered as a person with the Guernsey registry. So you'll know on Companies House, if you've registered a number of companies, you might exist as 5 different people inadvertently because one's got your middle name in and one hasn't.
Yep.
Or one, you moved house after one registration and then they treat you as a different person.
Yep.
In Guernsey, that doesn't happen. You have a person ID number. Mine ends in 007, obviously.
Nice.
and they really are very strict on who you are and what you're doing.
I think there's a lot of benefits there that the UK could learn from.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're 5-10 years behind us on a lot of accounting tech and stuff because of the banking challenges.
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of that is down to the banking. And then you get people getting that. So Starling, for example, have started closing Guernsey-held accounts. And a lot of the time it's due to their internal risk policies. There's no reason why any UK licensed bank can't provide accounts in Guernsey. What they can't do without a Guernsey banking license is market those services.
Right.
So there's some rules around reverse solicitation and things like that. The compliance on that is actually relatively easy. And if they wish to, they could very easily provide those services in Guernsey. That said, I understand why they don't. It's not a huge market, but it can be very frustrating for us, especially when they allow someone to open an account, tell them it's all fine, and then 3 months later close it again.
Cool. Sounds like you've got quite a few challenges. So are you working with UK businesses and Guernsey businesses? Or so like Clive, who's got his accounting firm in Ireland, he can deal with Irish companies and Northern Irish, aka UK companies, because of the way things are set up. Is that the same for you, or are you strictly reserved to Guernsey?
No, we're not restricted, really. We can basically work for UK clients as long as they're happy that, you know, we know what we're talking about. We do. I'm originally from the UK. I've been in the industry for sort of 20 plus years. I do know what I'm talking about. We do make an effort to keep up to date on all of the UK legislation, even though for the most part, it doesn't relate to us at all.
Yep.
So, you know, we know what's going on with MTD. So we know what's going on with VAT. We know all of that, even though on a day-to-day basis, irrelevant.
Yeah,
we are looking at the moment about plans and whether we look at some expansion into the UK in certain sectors. So we're not a single industry practice, but we very much specialize in hospitality and retail. And I think that's a worrying sector for a lot of accountants and bookkeepers. It's very high volume transactions, often for very low margins.
Yep.
People are hesitant and nervous to get involved in it. So we're looking at whether, you know, there's a bit of an opportunity there for us to do some work in the UK as well.
Cool. Okay, so thank you for that, because that was actually really informative for me to understand it. So when you come to events like this, one of the things I always say is people need to take time to take action. What are your top tips for people coming to events like this to make sure they're getting the value of, I might say value for money, because these are free events, but there is cost implications of travel and time. But how do they get value out of the day when they've come to an event like this, in your view?
You have to be quite ruthless with who you're actually going to arrange a follow-up call with. Millie, who sadly isn't here today because, you know, unfortunately for her, she had to go on holiday to LA. Isn't that terrible? Imagine.
Yeah.
How terrible.
How she suffers.
LA instead of Birmingham. Got awful. She refers to it as the Accountex hangover. You know, for 3-4 weeks after an event like that, you've let everyone scan your badge. They're going to ring you again and again. They're going to email you. Hey, can we do this demo? Hey, we met you at Accountex. And there's a danger of getting caught up at events like this in the excitement of like, oh my God, I've met all these cool people and I've seen all this interesting stuff and I want to do all these demos. And then 2 weeks later, when you're on your 28th demo and reality is here and you're fed up of it and you've just had enough. So I think it's worth really sort of triaging, like, you know, speak to as many vendors as you can and, you know, get a brief overview. But before you dive in with both feet and agree to demos and follow-ups and trials of everything, really, really just understand what it is you're looking to achieve.
Great advice. Absolutely fantastic. Okay. What do you think of the UK accounting event space at the moment? There's a lot of events going on. What are your thoughts?
There is. It's difficult to critique, right? Because I've enjoyed today because it's felt very balanced in terms of accounting versus bookkeeping.
Yeah.
Okay. There is still, unfortunately, a prevailing attitude with a lot of chartered accountants where they think that bookkeepers just do data entry.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the case. You know, we do everything from the beginning up to the end. We go right up to year end accounts.
Yeah.
Many other bookkeepers do as well. There's a hell of a lot of ICB certified bookkeepers who are certified for year end accounts, personal tax returns, company tax returns, etc., etc. And I think that the event today has been good because it has been a lot more balanced. I think that the events which are more balanced are generally seem to be more well supported. And I feel like it's almost like bookkeepers come out to events more than accountants do in a way.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of accountants in practice sort of maybe don't necessarily see the benefit of it, especially if they work for larger practices, because they don't really have any influence over what's going on. Whereas most bookkeeping practices are very small. A lot of them are sort of sole practitioners or two or three members of the team. And they can be a lot more flexible and agile. If they find a really good solution to a problem they've been having, they can adopt it a lot more quickly. Now that in turn is good for vendors, right? Because yeah. You know, you don't necessarily want to have like a 9-month pre-engagement chat leading up to someone maybe thinking about doing a trial. You want someone who's like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's going to save me 5 hours a week. I'm going to sign up right now.
Definitely. Cool. Okay. What do you love about this industry the most at the moment?
I really like, in the bookkeeping space specifically, we've been getting more and more involved with ICB and with the ICB events and the branch meetings, things like that. And I really like the sense of, you know, we're all kind of competitors, but also colleagues, right?
Yeah.
So you don't feel like someone's going to take a client from you or you're going to take a client from them. It's more collaborative. And I think that attitude is becoming more prevalent, that, you know, we're all working in the same sector and we're all working for the same end goal and we can all help each other out.
Completely agree. I think the industry has become a lot more collaborative and supportive of each other over the last 5 years or so. It's been an incredible space to be in. How would you describe your ideal client?
I mean, one that has just like pays their fee on time and leaves us alone. I don't know.
Fine. That's all we want, isn't it? We just don't want a headache. That's all we want. Yeah.
No, we do enjoy a challenge. We like solving a problem. We like making something more efficient than it was. We like taking over a client from another, you know, especially take over clients from chartered accountancy firms occasionally and their books are an absolute mess. And we whinge about it constantly for 6 weeks while we sort it out. But then at the end, it's all pristine and lovely and we're really pleased with ourselves. Those might not be our dream client, but one that kind of works with us rather than against us is always appreciated.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. Okay, what is the one item that is your top of your tech stack, whether that's software, hardware, whatever it is? Like, what's the one tool that you can't be without at the moment?
ClickUp.
Okay.
Have you ever used ClickUp?
No.
ClickUp's amazing. Two of our colleagues actually use it so much that they're in the top 5% of ClickUp users worldwide, and they've got a little blue tick against their profiles, which is lovely. Okay. Really
pleased. So what does ClickUp do?
The way we use ClickUp, you know, you can use it in many different ways. It's essentially a project management tool.
Okay.
The way we use it is that all of our incoming, if you email our group inbox, which is CCS@CCS, then everything comes into ClickUp. From there, we sort it into various different lists, depending on, is it a payroll task? Is it an incoming invoice? You know, should it have actually gone straight into Lightyear? Which is the second answer, which I'll come to in a second. But it's really flexible in the way that we can sort and manage our workload. Because, you know, because we do a lot of hospitality and retail, we are very high volume, and having that tool really, really does make a huge difference. And then Lightyear, special mention, we're absolutely in love with Lightyear because the multi-line support is amazing. We recently had an issue with the way that it posts rounding differences into Sage, etc. They really looked into it really quickly for us, came up with a solution. They're implementing the solution.
Fantastic.
Really, really pleased about it.
Fantastic. Okay. How do you feel AI is going to impact you?
I don't know yet, but it is going to. I was chatting to Chris Downing earlier, and I was saying that I feel like the best use of AI, because everyone's obsessed with it at the moment, it's the latest, greatest thing. Once it settles down a bit, the best use of AI will be in, you know, the use of like Copilot tools where it's not going to replace you. It's not going to do everything for you. It's going to help you do your job and buy you some time, right? Yep. And the analogy for this is that in the 80s, when Excel came out, everyone at the time went, oh, accountants are out of job. Won't need accountants anymore now we've got Excel.
Same when OCR technology came out.
Exactly. Won't need bookkeepers anymore. We can scan invoices, right? Nonsense. It just evolves the profession a bit.
Exactly.
And AI will do exactly the same thing, because if AI can save me 2 hours a week on task X, then I've got time to add service Y.
Yes. And that's exactly how I've been pitching it for the last few months now, is AI is going to re-engineer how we spend our time. It's going to, as Sage said it, one of Sage's I think it was his chief technology officer said it, AI isn't coming for your job, it's coming for your tasks.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like, would I want to be doing a task or would I want to be talking to my client because I've not got to do that task anymore? I know which one I'm going to enjoy more.
100%.
Okay. So, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What would you... This is your opportunity to plug whatever you want to plug. Plug your firm, plug your services, whatever you want to do.
It might be quite a limited audience, but if you're a small business based in the Channel Islands, you could definitely do much worse than giving TCS a call. See if we can save you some time, see if we can save you some money. You can find our website at tcs.gg. You can email tcs at tcs.gg. You can call us on 01481 714 145. You can find us on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're literally everywhere. Can't miss us. And if you're in Guernsey, you can just pop in, although maybe not unannounced. We're on the high street, we're between Shore and Fatface. Come and see us.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Tim, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's been another absolutely fantastic episode of Ask the Accountant podcast Pit Stops. I've learned more about Guernsey and the challenges you guys are facing, and yeah, the tech revolution needs to get there to help you out so you can help your small businesses out. So yeah, thank you very much again, Tim. That's Ask the Accountant podcast Pit Stops. We have been doing all of these throughout the day and there will be lots more to come. So keep an eye out for our weekly update with the next episode of Ask the Accountant podcast Pit Stops from FAB, the Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping. Thank you very much.